Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Happy Friday to you.
Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102.
You're dressed up today.
Yeah.
That's a nice shirt. Got a date or something?
No, I can't wear golf shirts anymore, and I wore sweaters the past 2 days, so.
Are you just trying to mix it up?
He's running out of clothes.
I am, actually. So what do we got here today? High temperature of 45. Right now, 39 at Q102. The age-old debate, is Die Hard a Christmas movie or not, rages on. We know what Dan did to get kicked off of Survivor. We'll tell you all about that. And I have the question in front of me, how would you breastfeed a baby Yoda? What is that?
This is a major conversation that is occurring, and we're going to bring you up to date. People are just in love with baby Yoda, and all things baby Yoda are topical right now, including how would you breastfeed one of those things?
Well, Jen's got that story covered coming up next. So I saw the woman from the Peloton ad on the Today Show yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if you saw the response, not even a response, but it was kind of like, it's kind of like a follow-up ad that Ryan Reynolds, the actor, put together for Aviation Gin. I'll play you the Aviation Gin ad that features the Peloton wife. The actress's name is Monica Ruiz, and she's sitting with girlfriends at like a bar. You know, they're at like one of those little high tables, and she's sitting in the middle between her two friends, trying to help her through the breakup of a relationship. Care to guess who that breakup was with?
The husband. This gin is really smooth.
Yeah.
We can get you another one if you'd like.
You're safe here.
To new beginnings.
To new beginnings.
There you go. It's going to be a fun night. There you go. Take this too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You look great, by the way.
Yeah, she starts out by, they toast, and then she downs that glass of gin. And then that's when her friend says, oh, that's going to be a good night. And then she turns to her friend, and she goes, may I? And she drinks hers, and she's like, oh, yeah, okay. So anyway, Ryan Reynolds was on the Tonight Show last night, and he explained why he hired her to do the ad for Aviation Gin, which, by the way, full disclosure, he owns a stake in.
You got the Peloton girl.
Yeah.
Like, the next day to be in your ad.
Yeah, within a few hours of her ad.
How did you pull this off, and why did you do this?
Well, like, you know, I've been there in that position as an actor where you do something that doesn't quite work, and I really wish somebody from a gin company called me right after Green Lantern and was like, hey, like, I got something funny you can do as an answer to that. So we got a hold of her. It was really difficult because nobody knew how to get a hold of her. Obviously, the people at Peloton didn't want us to get a hold of her. But we got a hold of her, and within 36 hours, we had shot, chopped, and put out this commercial.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's kind of fun. What else was he talking about last night?
He has a movie coming out.
He has a movie coming out. I guess a while back, Kate Beckinsale said that she looks exactly like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
And yesterday he was asked about it on Today.
She thinks that you guys are ringers.
I look exactly like Ryan Reynolds.
Do you see it?
It is like looking in a mirror. I mean, you know what? This has been something that I've heard for a long time. Other people have said it to me as well.
Yeah, he also was joking that he never actually really met his wife, Blake Lively, that it's actually a manufactured relationship.
Trolling her is just your favorite thing.
Yeah. When you pull some of these shenanigans online when you get home.
Do you follow them both, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively? Because there is a whole lot of trolling going on between those two.
They're funny. Yeah.
Trolling her is just your favorite thing.
Yeah. When you pull some of these shenanigans online when you get home, does she pull you aside and she's like, hey, sweetie.
Well, I've never met her. we actually only exist as a couple online.
Yeah.
It's manufactured by the studio system, and it's worked out pretty well for us, really.
I'd say so. so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually married to a woman named Louise in Denmark. We have four kids, and it's been amazing.
He's a funny dude.
I bet he is fun to hang out with.
The studio system.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.